This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Hancock, H-A-N-C-O-C-K, first name John, J-O-H-N. The date of evaluation, July 19, 2023, referring physician, West Oakland Health Clinic. The chief complaint patient referred for cardiovascular evaluation. The HBI. The patient is a 62-year-old male who is known to have history of congestive heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, period. He apparently underwent cardiac evaluation to include angiogram, which revealed no significant coronary artery disease, period. In 2017, he had echo which showed left ventricular ejection fraction of 25-30% with moderate tricuspid regurgitation, moderate pulmonary hypertension, and PAF, period. He has an AICD placed and in 2020 was noted to have ongoing non-sustained ventricular tachycardia, period. His most recent echo apparently reveals left ventricular ejection fraction of 30-35%, period. He was seen in the office on July 19, 2023, where he further is noted to have history of atrial fibrillation and mitral valve prolapse, period. He reports dyspnea at several blocks, period. He further has chest pain worsened with activity, but chest discomfort sometimes happens in the middle of the night, period. Pain is rated as moderate, period. No associated symptoms, period. His past medical history, as noted, includes one, atrial fibrillation, next number, chronic systolic heart failure, next number, mitral valve prolapse, next number, cardiomyopathy, past surgical history, fractured pelvic, next number, status post AICD, next number, history of VP shunt, the medications, calcium carbonate, 500 milligrams, 1 PRN, magnesium hydroxide, 15 ml PRN, nitroglycerin, 0.4 milligrams PRN, ketoconazole, topical shampoo PRN, warfarin, 2.5 milligrams, 1 daily, plus warfarin, 4 milligrams, 1 daily. Calcium with vitamin D, 500 micrograms daily. Lidocaine topical, 5% PRN. Capsaicin topical, 0.025% PRN. Aspirin, 81 milligrams daily. Lisinopril, 2.5 milligrams, 1 daily. Vitamin B12, 1,000 micrograms daily. Tamsulosin, 0.8 milligrams, 1 daily. Tiotropium, 18 microgram inhalation, 1 capsule daily. Finasteride, 5 milligrams, 1 daily. Acetaminophen, 650 milligrams daily. carvedilol, 6.25 milligrams, 1 daily. Trazodone, 150 milligrams, 1 daily. Biotin mouthwash, 15 mls daily. Simethicone, 160 milligrams, 1 daily. Triamcinolone, nasal spray, 2 spray each nostril daily. Bavalbuterol, 90 micrograms PRN. Ketoprofen, ophthalmic solution, 1 drop both eyes daily. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Family history unknown. The social history, he has prior history of polysubstance abuse to include methamphetamine, cocaine, amphetamines, mushrooms, period. He is a prior smoker. He states that he quit in 1986. He states that he has had no alcohol since June 20 of 2011 when he became sober. The review of systems. Eyes, he has glasses. Oral cavity, he has dentures. Respiratory, he has cough and wheezing. Cardiac, he has chest pain and palpitations. Genitourinary, he has frequency and urgency. Psychiatric, he reports depression. Neurologic, he reports having 7 brain surgeries and is status post VP shunt. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 110/50, pulse of 68, respiratory rate 20, height 72 inches, weight 187.8 pounds. In general, he's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The remainder of the exam is essentially unremarkable. The impression, 61-year-old male with chronic systolic heart failure, left ventricular ejection fraction 30-35%. Next number, underlying cardiomyopathy. Next number, history of mitral valve prolapse. Next number, atrial fibrillation. The plan will obtain echocardiogram. Continue current medications for now. Review laboratory, Dr. Rollington Ferguson. Ending dictation on patient John Hancock.